Whitey Gleason, Jay Johnson coming to you from our Sacktown Sports Studios, where in just a moment, Kyle Draper will be delivering his highly anticipated State of the Kings address. And Jay, for those who are not familiar with Mr. Draper's style, how fiery of an orator is Mr. Draper?
I would quantify out of 10, he's probably a 12, especially when he's passionate and he feels a certain way about things. We've played a few rants here on this this very show, you know, physicality in basketball, the Kings pulling up and showing effort. You know, those are two of the top ones that I've thought about. And so I expect a little fire.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
I just wanted to say, Jay, expect a lot of fire. Also, my sources suggest, not sure what your sources are saying, that Kyle Draper is expected to deliver ultimately a message of hope for Kings fans.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's always going to be the half glass full from Mr. Draper. I definitely understand where your mind goes with that. I definitely think he's going to come with, you know, a little critiquing, but a lot of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of hope, do you, like I, hope that his address is free of any reference whatsoever to the Philadelphia Eagles?
I don't think we'll hear too much of that there, Whitey. I do expect a little bit of a pelican or another bird to be in that in that conversation, a pelican, a hawk, or some other bird that flies in the sky.
Well, thank you, Jay, and he's approaching the podium now. So here it is, Kyle Draper's 2024 State of the Kings address. We go to it live.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Good afternoon, fellow Sacramentans and Kings fans. As we look back at last season and embrace the opportunities which lie ahead, I first want to thank you for your unwavering support. Throughout all the ups and downs and twists and turns, you all showed your pride for our Sacramento Kings. Whether you were in Golden 1 Center cheering on your team or at home, we felt the love and support from all of you. And I understand, while we did not live up to our expectations, I'm here to tell you, Sacramentans and Kings fans, the future is bright. The best days for the Sacramento Kings are in front of us. Our foundation is strong from the very top to the bottom, from ownership to the general manager to the head coach. This is the strongest we've been in years. And Kings fans, yes, we have our haters. We've always had haters. Straight down I-5 in Los Angeles, the Lakers, haters. The Warriors fans, haters. The national media, haters.
Haters. Haters.
The Kings fans, we will silence those haters. We will pick the beaks of those birds from the New Orleans area. We are on a rise, Kings fans, and let me tell you how, and let me tell you when. When it comes to this players, we have a foundation which will only get stronger. Our leader is De'Aaron Fox. Yes, give it up for De'Aaron Fox. Yes, he's in attendance right here. De'Aaron and Rasay, thank you for attending. Fox is an all-NBA guard who's coming off a career year, a career high in scoring at nearly 27 points per game. He also proved to be a lethal three-point threat at close to 37% from behind the line, all while playing at an all-defense level, leading the league in steals at 2 per game. And guess what, Kings fans? He's only 26 years old. Kings fans, our best days are in front of us. Another pillar of this franchise, our all-NBA center, Domantas Sabonis. Domantas, I see you and Shoshana and Tiger and Baby L over there. Thank you for all your hard work this year. Domantas Sabonis is in the midst of his prime right now. He continues to prove the doubters wrong. I'm looking at you, John Hollinger. I'm looking at you, Kevin O'Connor, and whoever else is a member of the national media who has slandered our guy's name. Haters. Yes, yes. We see you, haters. His work ethic and dedication to this franchise leads me to believe he's going to keep getting better and better. Just look at his growth from last season to this season. Career highs in rebounds. Career highs in assists. Led the league in triple-doubles, double-doubles, and rebounding. But most importantly, Sacramentans, he was someone we could be proud of. He was dependable. He's a guy you can count on night in and night out, as proven by his 82 games played this regular season. Sacramentans, as the great Bill Belichick said, the best ability is availability. And Domas was always available. Kings fans, our best days are ahead of us. Which brings me to a young Keegan Murray. His best days are ahead of him. At age 23, we've seen him set a rookie record for most threes in a season, drop 47 in the game, and lock down some of the best players in the association. I'm looking at you, Steph Curry. Hater, Steph Curry. Hater, Steph Curry. Keegan averaged 15.2 points per game. And when you look at his trajectory, it's hard not to think of other past greats. Listen up, Kings fans. Peja Stojakovic, an all-time Kings great. He went from 11 points per game in his second year to 20 points per game in his third year. Kings fans, Keegan Murray's best days are ahead of him. Keegan Murray, look on the other side of the country. My guy, Jason Tatum. Guess what Jason Tatum averaged from year two to year three? 15.7 points to 23.4 points in his third year. Why can't we expect that from Keegan Murray? Keegan. Keegan, thanks for being in attendance. I know you got your puppies over there. We appreciate that. I don't know your dog's names, but they look very cute. I expect big things from you next season, young fella. Exactly. Thumbs up. Thank you for that thumbs up. Kings fans, while there's some uncertainty regarding our offseason with the number 13 overall pick and our free agents that we have to sign, Malik Monk. Please give it up for Malik Monk, who's in attendance right now. We got to make him feel the love. Kings fans, we got to make him feel the love. Malik Monk, who's in attendance. He'll be a Sacramento Kings for life. Yes, yes, yes. He will be a Sacramento King for life. We will do everything in our power to keep the heart and soul of our team, the sixth man of the year. He was robbed, ladies and gentlemen. Malik was robbed.
Haters.
We're going to do everything we can to keep him where he belongs, right here at home in Sacramento. Kings fans, our best days are ahead of us. And as I close out, as we enter this offseason, Kings fans, hold your head up high. Keep the faith and ignore the haters. Ignore the Hollingers. Ignore the O'Connors. Ignore the national media. Ignore the Lakers. Ignore the Warriors. Ignore them all, because we will light the beam once again. Thank you, and go Kings!
Now you can really hear a thunderous Light the Beam chant. This is by far the loudest Light the Beam chant that we've heard on the road at any time since the Beam was initiated in Sacramento.
Light the Beam! Yeah. I'm fired up. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go.
That concludes our coverage of a very rousing State of the Kings address from Kyle Draper. Wow, you brought it.
I'm sweaty. I'm sweaty. It got me fired up. I'm ready to lace them up again.
You got the crowd fired
up. I'm ready because we have so much to look forward to. Sure, the haters are out there chirping right now. Sure, they're having their day. But Sacramento, we are well positioned. We got leadership. We got talent. We have assets. And the thing I mentioned, Whitey, Keegan Murray, as hard as I've been all off season, all during the season, he can make that major leap. And so our best days are ahead of us, Kings fans. I kind of almost wanted to get Martin Luther King Jr.-ish. Free at last, free at, but I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm fired up.
Well, you got to save something for next year's address.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was fiery, Jay.
And Fox misses. Hart with a rebound. Nick's got to go fast.
We lighting the beam around here, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, this is, we are on the way up.
Uh-huh.
You know, the price tomorrow is going to be different than today.
Yeah.
We're going up.
We need to get beyond some of the confusion of last year and everybody get on the same page and get going with some positivity heading into this offseason and into the future.
Exactly. And that's what the State of the Kings address is all about.
That's what I
thought. It's not about dwelling on the negative in the past. It's about keeping hope alive and moving forward,
mm-hmm.
where we are in a great position to Malik Monk. He just was golfing in Sacramento. If this guy was on
Bing
his way
Maloney,
out of
right?
town, he was at Bing Maloney. If he was on his way out of town, he would already start packing up and moving on.
I got to be honest. I didn't even see him in the crowd until you pointed out he was at the State of the Kings address.
Yeah.
I think that's a tremendous sign.
That he showed up.
Yes,
exactly. He was sitting in my special seats. You know, the president of Kings Nation always have a couple of seats.
I was surprised they let Keegan's dogs in.
King of the Kings.
That's right.
Yes, and they were well-behaved, too. No barking or anything, you know? And Domas had his beautiful family. Foxy did. Everybody was there.
I noticed you didn't have anything to say about Mike Brown and his contract, but that's okay. We got plenty of time.
We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
That was very well done. Thank you. By the way, we have an update here on Jordy's staff.
Ooh.
Juwan Howard has agreed to join the Nets as an assistant coach. He spent 6 seasons as a Heat assistant before returning to Michigan for 5 years as a head coach. So Juwan Howard arrives as part of Jordy Fernandez's first staff.
That's a big get, and Juwan has proven to be a great coach at Michigan. I'm still interested to see who from Sacramento Jordy is going to take. Like, does he take any assistants, you know, my guy Chuck Allen or somebody like that with him to Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm. You know,
go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say real quick, Drapes, pardon me for interrupting. I was going to tell you that it's a great move, and it's because of what you said. Love Juwan, but it's one less spot that he can take from the Sacramento staff with him.
Yes, and it'll be interesting. You know, we were talking about Mikal Bridges, and why would Jordy sign off on his best player moving? I don't know. Like, when you take the job, don't you kind of – all right, what's the roster going to look like? Are we going to trade McKett? Like, those are some of the questions I'd have before I take the job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it a full rebuild, or are we trying to add to what we have right there?
Yeah, I understand that. On the other hand, and I mean, I have no idea. I agree with you. But, you know, there's only so many of those jobs available, right? And especially when you haven't had one before.
Yeah, you're going to take whatever, right?
Yeah,
no matter what. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I'm fired up, man. Did I give you hope, though? Like,
Yes.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Look at
sure.
this from the 916 on the text line. This is literally the best thing I've heard on the radio in a decade. Haters!
You know how it is when you do the state. You got to shout down some people, too. You know, there's always that group in the audience. You know, you got to shout down.
Yeah. Steven Torres could have been a preacher, Drapes. Had me saying amen.
Oh, appreciate that. So, where's my guy at? What was my guy? Lucius or Luscious or the guy? Earlier.
Dubois.
I'm surprised he hasn't chimed in right there.
Compio is chanting your name. Yeah.
My guy Compio. Lawrence Dubois, where you at, big dog? Need some love, man. So I'm fired up.
We may have to play that again at some point.
Oh, yeah. You already know that's being cut.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. We'll run that around here very soon. We got all summer, fellas. All summer. Lord willing.
Manny, too legit. Whitey and Drapes, you guys think the Kings going to be a lot better this next season compared to this past one?
Well, I got to say yes after delivering that 8-minute. I got to say yes. But I really think it's going to come down to Keegan Murray, because we talked about Peja Stojakovic, Jason Tatum, and not saying he's going to be those guys, but I would imagine there's been some question about those guys in year two. Oh, how come Peja's only averaging 11 points per game? Tatum, how come he's at 15, you know? And then they make the leap. Tatum went from 15 to 23.4. Not saying Keegan's going to do that, but give me 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. You know, split the difference, if you will. And I think he can do that. And I think it's going to be on Mike Brown and the coaches to instill that confidence in him, put the ball in his hands, run more plays for him instead of this free-for-all. We need to have a pecking order, I think. No, it's Fox, Keegan, Domas in terms of offense.
In addition to that, it's pretty clear to me that they need a talent upgrade. So I think, yeah, it's going to be on Keegan, but it's going to be on whatever they do this offseason.
Yeah, you know, you're right,
Whitey.
They're going
to bring something in that gives Keegan and De'Aaron and Domas a significant amount of help.
Is that starting help or bench help or both? We need, you know, because I look at it, our bench, outside of Malik, scoring, we didn't have anybody else.
Right.
I look at the Denver Nuggets, you know, who we talk about all the time. You know, you bring in Christian Brown, you bring in a Peyton Watson. Mm-hmm. Those guys are impactful night in and night out. Mm-hmm. Who's our impactful bench players? Does Davion need to step up? And so I'm with you, man. We need to upgrade the talent.
Yeah, Davion showed flashes, of course, and played well towards the end of the year, right? We'd agree
on
that.
Yes.
Yeah, and Trey Lyles had moments where, you know, especially before he got hurt. I still think Sasha has promise. I think we talked about that yesterday. But, yeah, they definitely need, if you want to keep up in the West, there's just no question.
Right.
And it's not disrespectful to anyone on the staff or on the roster, but they need more.
And, you know, a lot of times we hear, you know, Monty or the talk is, well, we don't care what everybody else is doing. We're doing. But really, to win a championship, to compete, it's in relation to what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to win a championship and you're there with the same guys while everybody else is adding Hall of Fame talent, all-star level talent, you're going to be left behind. And I know you know, want to get into, you know, which team that's coming up from behind us should we be afraid of. I look at Houston, another season under Ime Udoka, some of their young players getting better. They're going to be scary. San Antonio is going to be scary. So the West is going to get tougher.
How about the Memphis Grizzlies?
Yes.
With the talent they have, they had a terrible year, and they're adding a lottery pick?
Yes, you're right. You know, Ja Morant coming back, lottery pick. Marcus Smart's going to be healthy. And Russ, not forget, this was a team that was second in the Western Conference last season. Mm-hmm. And so you're right, man. Like, I can't look at the West and think of any just like maybe Portland, you know, as the only team where, you know, you may be able to get a win four times next season. It's going to be brutal.
Warriors are in a tough spot too, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're kind of hanging on, and the rest of the conference,
right,
is most of the conference is getting younger and stronger.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the Warriors, 46 wins, nothing to sneeze at, but what are you going to do with Klay Thompson? Draymond's a year older. Steph's a year older. Like, I think it needs to be a transition for Golden State where Kuminga becomes the clear number two on that team, because you got to get younger. I think Chris Paul is going to opt out and you know, go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, after your speech, and again, thank you for that, Compio. I'm writing in Draper for president.
Okay, let's
Malik's
do that.
Malik's staying. After that speech, it's like, to me, it's like, right. Oh, he's staying.
Exactly.
I don't know how exactly,
I give
but
him
he's
the
staying.
Key to the city or something like that. Like, seriously, if you see Malik out, he better not have to pay for any meals, no drinks, no rounds of golf. Like, everything should be on the house right now.
Uh-huh. When we come right back, biggest Kings offseason issues ranked. And forgive us. I thought it was just me. But forgive us for not feeling sorry for poor Kirk Cousins as the Drive Guys roll on Sacktown Sports.
Oh, we got quite a ball game in Indiana.
Can I do some play-by-play?
You're probably not supposed to, but please do.
I can't.
Yeah. Legally, you can't.
I can't legally. Tyrese is about to pull. Oh, for the game. Tyrese, wow! And one!
1.6 to go.
He got fouled, two.
Puts
on that
Pacers
play.
Pacers up two.
Dang. Look at Middleton. Middleton got 42 tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Halliburton.
Would you guys be interested in Chris Middleton? I know he doesn't fit the timeline.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think he still has a little left in the tank, but how much is it going to cost? I would for like a 2-year rental.
He's a
like,
really good fit if he's if you can count on him to stay healthy
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I see your point. He's like a really good fit.
Yeah. 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 He. It, I mean, he's showing me something today. 42 mm-hmm. points, no Giannis. I mean, give me a guy. Like, why would I say no to a guy
yeah.
that can, on any given night, get you 42? Probably not a long-term fit, obviously, but for 2 years, I'd do a Chris Middleton.
Let me ask you a silly question. We touched on this yesterday, and I threw this out on Twitter. You know, the commissioner, NFL commissioner, mm-hmm. Roger Goodell, was all over the screen yesterday. If you could pick any commissioner, any of the major sports, any of them, and you could watch that commissioner's sport, one game with him or her, it's like you go to a baseball game with Manfred or
yeah.
who would you pick?
What oh, it's Adam Silver.
Really?
100%.
I think he got the most. He's most
and,
people have
and,
said
and you know why? Because I would point out every foul or not foul. Like, Adam, what's like, how you come you that? Didn't make that yeah. call? You see that whack? Like, what are we doing? Like, I would be in his ear all night about stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the rules. And how come the last 2 minutes of a game takes half an hour? Like, all that, you know, mm-hmm. like, I would be peppering him for mm-hmm. sure.
I don't, Roger Goodell, I feel like he'd bug me.
He would bug you?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And just go, hey, well, isn't this great? is this that, is the greatest. Football's right. the greatest.
Right. He like a used car salesman just yeah. Pumping yeah. up all the positives about yeah. his game. Yeah, yeah, I could see that. Manfred?
Manfred, that was my pick. I was telling Jay yesterday yeah. about this time. Like, I would like to take him so I could explain baseball to him. But he,
oh,
so you
explained
know,
it to him.
Like, born, like, can we get something to eat?
So you would explain it to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I'd try. I don't know if I could.
Right.
I would try
right.
to. That would be my goal.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
The Kings off-season issues. Is Malik number one?
Yes, for sure.
Uh-huh.
100%.
What would be number two? Just addressing the roster? I mean, yeah. what else? Yeah, I don't know if the Mike Brown.
That mid-level exception, uh-huh, you know, uh-huh. free agency, I think, would be the next thing. You mm-hmm. know, the Mike Brown thing I'm not worried about. Like, I don't think. Middleton for the tie. Wow, the Pacers. 1-3, 121, 118. Somebody from the text line, 279. I think it's safe to say we lost the Halliburton-Sabonis trade. Think about that, Whitey.
Oh.
It wasn't even, the game wasn't even done, and people are already talking like that.
Yep.
So to you said it earlier. Like,
yep.
That's why we can't cheer for the Pacers, because we're going to get stuff like that
uh-huh, uh-huh.
all the time.
And that's from the 279?
Yeah, where's that at?
279 area code. Yeah, that would be the I love Indiana and the Pacers. I just would hate to have to go through all that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they, you know, won a game, won a round
every game, every round, like you're constantly reminded, people are reminding you about it and you
why
know
did they do?
We've
why
litigated
did they
that all the time. Like we've settled that already. And so, you know, Tyrese being interviewed, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 16 assists. Kudos to that young man.
He really was harmed physically by the 65-game rule, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Because he felt he had to play to qualify.
Right.
And it really hurt him.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, he, you know, had an idea of all NBA, you know, all kinds of awards, things like that. And he pushed his body. He pushed himself to play, and then it had a setback. And so good for him, man. I'm a Tyrese guy. I'm a big Tyrese
too.
Guy.
I mean, what's not to like as far as we're concerned? He came here. He played well. He wanted to stay here.
Exactly.
And he got traded.
Right. It's nothing negative we should. Like, he didn't do anything negative towards us, I don't think. It's all the people who constantly bring up, you traded the wrong point guard or you lost the trade or whatever it may be. Has nothing to do with Tyrese and what he said or his family and the way they react to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It's all the outsiders
right.
saying things.
Yeah. And
what you got?
Somebody says it's Sacramento dumbasses, the 279. 279 is Sacramento?
Is it? Somebody really? On the YouTube
yeah,
said, I heard
that's
it's a new thing.
Area code.
Oh, it's a new one.
The latest one, yeah.
See, I didn't know that. Come on, man. Yeah.
My bad. I was back here cutting up Draper's State of the Union.
You know
I
people
with the
279?
Yeah, 279 is Sacramento.
Let me see if I got anybody in my phone on 279.
Yeah, and that's the person that says, I think it's safe to say we lost the trade now.
And it's the same person that said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that tells you
us.
All. I know. It tells you all you need to know about that person. Clown.
Yeah. It's just a matter of, obviously, people who say that, don't they look at what the Kings have done, how much better they've been since they made the trade?
Right. Exactly. We wouldn't be here, you know, the trajectory of the team would not be where it is without that trade. We'd still be talking about a drought, missing the playoffs, all of that.
Halliburton wouldn't be who he is today had the Sabonis trade not gone through.
I agree. Halliburton, Sabonis, Fox, they, you know, they've all had career-type seasons since that trade. And so, no, I agree. Mm-hmm. It sort of allowed everybody to be at their best, to do what they do.
Yeah.
And, no, I agree with that 100%.
So it was building a way of building through the draft because they got, obviously, Tyrese through the draft and then spun him off for a very important piece.
Right.
But I think going forward, there's also questions about how good Domas and De'Aaron are as a duo. You know?
I think that the question is what's their ceiling? How far they can actually take you?
Right.
And let's be honest, they haven't proven it yet.
Uh-huh.
As far as we know, as far as they could take us is game 7 of round 1. They need to go out there and prove they could take you farther.
Because that's the whole core of the Kings is those two players. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, as you say, Keegan can become one of those guys too, and maybe they add somebody. But for now, it's like those two guys that's your core. So as a duo, I mean, it's not hard to list a lot of other teams' 1-2 punches is better than what the Kings have right now.
And I think,
being honest,
when you look at it, let's keep it real. For that duo to improve, sure, we want Domas to take that 17-foot jump shot. But I think it's on De'Aaron Fox to make the biggest leap between those two. I think Sabonis has been great. He's going to get you 20, 12, and 7 or 8 every game. That's De'Aaron Fox to me is the one that has the room to add and grow and become a better player.
By the way, if you call us dumbasses, you don't spell dumbasses with an apostrophe.
You're bothered by that. You still hung up on that clown.
I wouldn't say anything about it, but yeah, well,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Sacramento dumbasses.
We can say that on radio, huh? Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I really – thanks, Jay. I admit, I had no idea that was a Sacramento.
And our guy Compio, 279, out by Roseville, ? I don't know. I don't know.
Huh. All right. Yeah. I heard it's a new thing. Steven Torres, thank you. See, we learned something here.
Right.
That's good.
We asked the question too, right? Like, we didn't sit here and play it all. I know what 279 is. And we really didn't. So, call us somebody a dumbass.
And before we take time out here, I was stunned when earlier today on the show, we're talking to Emil, and I threw out the Kirk Cousins thing. And I was going to say, I thought Atlanta made a good pick, and I couldn't believe it when both you guys were with me.
No, because I think we all like, first of all, Michael Penix. We think, you know, he's going to be fantastic. And how many times have we seen Kirk Cousins either A, have a great regular season, flame out in the postseason, or B, get hurt in the middle of a season, or, you know, something like that. And so to me, I look at Kirk Cousins, and I know they gave him an awful lot of money, $100 million guaranteed. I look at Kirk Cousins in Atlanta as a 2-year project, like 2 years, and then handed over to Michael Penix. And I don't know if it was you or Emil. No, it was you who brought up Jordan Love in Green Bay. You see how they exited Aaron Rodgers out, handed over the keys. I feel like the same will happen with Penix.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you've got a guy that, just look at the way he throws, they worked him out extensively. They feel that Penix has a chance to be an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. So why would you pass on that guy? It's a rather important position. They need a tackle for next year. Yeah, but they're playing, you know, they're looking big picture.
And I'm not sure how old Kirk Cousins is. What, 34?
35?
35, something like that. And, you know, he's had injury issues.
I don't want to be called a dumbass.
Yeah, 35. You're right, 35. He'll be 36 before next season even kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
And so not everybody's going to be Tom Brady playing into 45 and things like that. I think Kirk Cousins, 2 years tops, and then the Michael Penix era will take over.
And I think Pro Football Talk might have mentioned this. Hey, maybe now that they have Michael Penix, maybe Kirk Cousins will start showing up on Tuesdays. How about that?
Oh, right?
What a novel concept.
On those days, usually, you know, quarterbacks don't. No, now you got to put in the work. Now you got to get there. You're right about that.
Oh, I didn't know they were going to do that. And his agent, they didn't tell us they were going to do that. They actually did, apparently. I mean, not ahead of time, but they let them know while they were on the clock, and they informed Kirk Cousins, we're taking this quarterback.
Yeah, general manager Terry Fontenot said, quote, if you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's as simple as if you see a guy you believe in at that position, you have to take him.
Yeah.
That's their, yep.
Plus, let's say Kirk Cousins is like the greatest quarterback ever for 2 years. Well, then you could trade the guy.
Look what the Niners got for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
You know, they got a nice package for Trey Lance. And you're right. If you're talking about trading Penix.
If Cousins is the answer,
exactly. And there's always a team who needs a quarterback.
Yes.
Always.
It's a very valuable asset.
Yep.
Is anybody in Sacramento starting to feel like the A's are our team
yet?
Yeah. What's next? Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. So, Kyle Draper, you're familiar with your cohort, NBC Sports Bay Area, Carlos Ramirez, I assume?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah. He had something interesting to tweet here. This was 51 minutes ago, Carlos Ramirez. How do the Eagles always in caps, manage to have great drafts? It's unbelievable. Mitchell and DeJean, wow. That's Carlos Ramirez.
You're right.
He does 49er pre and post.
Yes.
For you guys.
Yeah, Carlos.
How about that?
He is an unbiased, you know, like.
He's probably pro 49er. He's biased at all.
Yeah, that's true. But he's honest. And that's an honest. I think the Eagles have knocked it out of the park.
The two guys they got were rated higher, mm-hmm.
and they fill their biggest need. I mean,
it's kind of like what they did last year when they were drafting defensive linemen.
Yes.
Remember?
Yep. Exactly. And I think, you know, their biggest need, we talked about being secondary. The offensive line, I think you got to, you know, with Jason Kelce retiring, you probably got to, you know, add somebody there. But, you know, the skill positions are all set now. You got your wide receivers locked up. I mean, this team on paper,
mm-hmm.
they're right up there. They're right up there in terms of favorites, I think, in NFC.
Can you tell us again what happened to Jason Kelce's Super Bowl ring? Did you hear about
that? No, what happened? I don't know if I...
He says he lost it in a bowl of chili or something.
No way. Did I miss this? I got to look this up. Really?
Yeah, I was kind of taking a shot at the Eagles there. But, yeah, I don't know.
But you know Jason Kelce is.
Right.
One of those guys, you know.
Yeah.
He said it was stolen in 2018. They participated in an event that required the players to go through a pool filled with chili, spaghetti, and cheese to locate fake Super Bowl rings. However, one of those rings was Jason's real Super Bowl ring. He said he lost it. He said he still haven't found it. All the stuff has been thrown away. I can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area.
Huh.
What?
Okay.
You get a replacement, right?
I just ask the team.
Yeah. I think it's easy to replace, but Jason Kelce's pretty wild, huh? Mm-hmm, yeah, he's that kind of dude. Yeah.
Tomorrow at Sutter Health Park, it's going to be the Rivercats against the Las Vegas Aviators.
Yeah.
And it's the Oakland 68s and the Last Dive Bar are going to
be
protesting. Going to be out there with the cell shirts. And I know that they've been organizing on Twitter. They were talking about bringing, I think, some noisemakers, but they found out, no, you can't bring those in. So they're trying to figure out how many flags they can bring in. It should be quite a spectacle. I am not going to be in town, unfortunately. I was hoping to be out there and see how all that went. But my question is, do you guys get a sense, Jay, Drapes, dear listener, is anybody in town starting to feel at all like, oh, the A's, they're our team? Because I don't think so. I do remember before the Kings came here, I went to a game, the Kansas City Kings and the Warriors. The Warriors were terrible there.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people from Sacramento that bussed to the game because they were already feeling like they already knew. So this would have been like 84.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be our team. But there's nothing similar now. And I'm sure part of that is because of nobody knows what's going on with this.
Right. I do feel the buzz from a business standpoint around the station here in Sacramento. I feel, you know, business leaders are looking at opportunities, you know. we might here at Sactown Sports 1140 start carrying more A's games, you know, as the buzz picks up and we get closer. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that. I don't feel like this is our team, we're cheering them on, that kind of thing, but they are coming here, and I think there's some excitement with that.
Uh-huh. I think people just don't know what's going on, right? They don't know, are they going to Vegas? Yeah. And even if they're here, are they really our team? So I think that contributes to it, too.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I think if it wasn't such a poorly run franchise.
I thought you were going to say something bad there. No. If it wasn't such a, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I had to choose my words carefully right there. If it wasn't such a poorly run franchise, I think there'd be some more buzz and more excitement from fans in terms of the actual team itself. If they had, you know, a chance to win, there would be, you know, a little more drive to go down there and check them out. I just think right now people are excited just to have something else in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Not for the A's themselves, but just, oh, it's another team that we can root for in Sac.
I still have a hard time imagining it. And I'm not saying, oh, it won't happen because of this or this or this or this. We've gone over that. I'm not saying I don't feel that way in some ways, but just it's hard. For me, it's impossible to imagine. Oh, yeah, next year the A's will be in Sacramento and then the Yankees will be here and the Angels, whoever.
Right.
Not just the Yankees, but it's hard to wrap my head around that.
It's going to happen.
The next 3 years?
It's going to happen, dude. You got to get excited. I'm super stoked from a station standpoint. You know, I was talking with somebody in sales earlier today. I'm like, are we going to pick up some more games? What this is this, you know, and they're already starting.
Do I get to go home when there's a day game?
Exactly.
That's what I know you asked.
That's really it. Will I get to cut out early at like 3 when it's a day game or 4 or something like that? And so I know, man, I'm fired up.
Yeah. Jay, there's no one around here that's like getting excited about the A's, right? Feeling like the A's are our team because they're coming here.
I think there are some people around here that
really?
they're hyped. They're mm-hmm. ready to go to some ball games. You hear that quite a bit. You know, mm-hmm. a place to be on the weekend, take your family out, affordable to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. I think there's some people that's hyped.
Yeah. I know you're going to be out there a few times.
Yeah.
Jay will be out there.
I'm coming around.
All right. Thanks for being with us this week. We'll be back with you Monday. Do you have another game this weekend at all, Drapes?
Nah, nothing. I might play some pickup on Sunday, you know, just to get, you know, get my cardio back up.
Yeah. You should start playing some pickleball. Maybe that could get you in.
I might do that too, man. I tell you what, I need to work on my jumper, though. I have not hit a 3 yet this season. I need to get in the gym.
All right. Yeah. Keep up to date on the draft, CBS Sports. We join them next year. And have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us, Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports.
And as I close out, as we enter this offseason, Kings fans, hold your head up high. Keep the faith and ignore the haters. Ignore the Hollingers. Ignore the O'Connors. Ignore the national media. Ignore the Lakers. Ignore the Warriors. Ignore them all because we will light the beam once again. Thank you and go Kings!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.